I just want to deal in the bunch. Why do I have to have all these seders? And that's why it says that the Chanukah is the Oyer of Moshiach. Why is the Oyer of Chanukah the Oyer of Moshiach? Because it says the famous Ramban on the pasuk Mal Hashem Lekechas Levavchas Levav Zarechos. So the Ramban says, what does it mean Mal Hashem? What does it mean to mala, to circumcise the lave? Says the Hilgar Ramban, and it means that a person when Moshiach comes, a person is going to naturally do the toiv. Now it's Mishlutzach the toiv and the Rav, but then he's naturally. That's the Emois of Moshiach. What's naturally? Chanukah, Shabbos, Mein Olam Havach. Shabbos is a natural day. Chanukah is natural. All these things are natural. I mean, we're not asking for anything. It's a be natural. That's the void of Chanukah. That's Chanukah. The Chaniyah. Chanukah it's going to eat. Has to be natural. And that's the whole vod. Sheshalevis oilam elam. You look at the wicks. You look at the flame. You see, Kolzman it's mehavhev. Kolzman it's flickering. It's not natural. That's the whole yisod. That he's mechazik Aaron Hakohen shalchal gadol neshalem shatam madli kometiv asaneirus. Why? Because he wasn't a korbanus and a seam. A korban is a mysterious nefesh. That's not the natural zach. It's a yidat gezindig, yid sin. He has to come to the bais hamikdash. He has to feel to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a bal tshuva. Bal tshuva suddenly becomes frum. So the first initial state, he's not in his natural state. He's kol kula oyrus and kol kula oyr hamakif, and he doesn't know where he is. So that's the matzav of a korban. A menorah is shalev is oylem eleah. So Rav Shlom says that what you do every day, Aaron HaKohen, this is better. Shalchol gadolim shalashatam madlik ameti v'saneiros. To be natural. Avoid of Hashem should be natural in the tzad of the person. So avoid of that. Avoid of Chanukah. So it's got to be Shem and Zayzach. It's got to be pure with nothing else. Nothing else added. It's got to be the natural person himself. That's all Yisod. Shemazai Zoch, when it lights nicely, you see a nice flame. Nice flame means that this is natural. That's the Yisod. It's not those natural Zoch. That's the whole Yisod of Chanukah. Feed the Kavanas, everything on Chanukah is natural means, in other words, Kavanas is conflict, it can't be natural. So the whole Yisod of Chanukah, the whole Yisod of the Ner is Gematria, Avai Eka, Avai Elekim, Avai Adna, we've discussed. It's the whole Yisod. The person's got to be one Kohen Shleima. The Menorah is in the shape of a person. There's the Kohen, there's the middle part of the body, and then there's the Yemin, and there's the small. Like a person's got a Yad Yemin. It's the Kohen Adam. It's the Kohen Adam, but the Menorah is Miksha Achas. When the Menorah is Miksha Achas, then it's calm. When it's conflict the whole time, then it's not calm. The Kohenim correspond to that idea. Kohenim corresponds to the idea of being calm, being a wife and a Menachadik. So it corresponds to this Yisod of Chanukah. This is sort of being comes. So that's where the menorah is miksha achas. You're lighting the menorah, you're lighting from a keli, it's miksha achas, and then the oil goes up. The oil, then the shalev is oil meileh. Rogel, regilis, means what's your teva. Now there's a children see it. If the children see, as the mother taka cries by that look as an heiress, it might say, it's really them. If a child sees, the father singing, if a child sees the father lighting Chanukah candles, whatever it is, he sees it's mamish, it's his nature. So that's the Kiddush Hashem. Then it's guaranteed to have good children. Sometimes the parents are not. Now it's basically saying another role model, whatever you say, a role model example. So they don't see it's natural. The parents are dashing. A rogel b'ner. In other words, somebody who's near and Hashem Nishmas Adam, something that's his regilus. Now there's a child sees that this is his regilus, this is mamish who he is. So then have him baram tamid chacham, and you have a child at tamid chacham. When a child sees that shalei b'shastabitz or whatever, the child sees that this is not really his, it's not really his emes tegazach. When he's on the phone making money, he seems more geschmack. He seems he's in a better mood. And after he does the mitzvah, so then it's nishkan getachinach. It's also atmosphere, it's the same thing, Simcha shows, this is, it's going back to what we said before, Simcha shows this is emes what I want. Sepharno says in Akhtamar HaTayr, Simcha is when a person gets what he wants, that's when a person's happy, what he emes tikka wants. A person got Simcha Navod Sashem, means this is the emes what he wants, this is naturally, this is the emes what he wants. And that's the best lesson of Chinuch. Not to try to force them to do something that you're not learning the model. I was once eating somewhere Friday night, and the father was telling his bracha, "No, go and learn." He was sitting schmoozing, waiting for the host to come, and he was saying, "No," he was malchitz his children to go and learn, but he was sitting and schmoozing. It's not natural. What are you telling me to do something if it's not you? If it's not natural, so why is it important? They see this is whatever the father says, he's practicing what he preaches. This is mamish natural. So then the child sees an emistikite. This is emis what the father wants. This is emis what makes them happy. Yeah.